Coach, your thoughts on the team's performance to come back and rally for the win?
I mean, I think we need to make adjustments earlier. I think offensively we didn't necessarily make the adjustments we needed to, and I think, you know, we didn't have a lot of opportunities, but the opportunities we did have, I thought they actually made some pretty good plays. So, you know, I give credit to them. I think that that's a team that has come leaps and bounds. I mean, that's a significantly better team than we played last year. So their coaching staff is doing a really great job. But, you know, their pitcher obviously kept us at bay, and we weren't really able to generate anything until, you know, the final two innings.
What was it about their pitcher?
You know, I think she just locates. I mean, I think she found a way to, like, actually get in on some of our lefties on their hands. And then, you know, I think she trusts our curveball probably the most. So I think with our righties, she was going away a lot. And, you know, I just don't think we were putting good swings on the bat. I think we were a little bit tight. And we got to do a better job of, like, you know, resetting ourselves and, you know, taking a breath. And she had 4 walks yesterday, and I think we probably could have generated some more walks today, and we didn't do that. I think we just felt a little bit more pressure to swing. And, you know, we got to calm ourselves at the plate and be a little bit more disciplined offensively.
And then obviously continue to talk about Kayla, but I mean, she was really the one carrying the team today.
Yeah, it's got to be someone else. Someone else has got to step up with her. But yeah, I mean, she's incredible. I mean, she's doing exactly what she needs to. And, you know, obviously LK, I trust LK when she's up too. I think she has a really great shot. And but you know what, obviously her getting hit by a pitch and setting it up for Kayla, I mean, best case scenario, I was hoping we'd just tie the ball game up and be able to figure out the 8th, 9th, and 10th. but you know, obviously, you know, Coker stepped up and made an adjustment, which if we can just do that sooner rather than later, you know, a little bit more breathing room for everybody.
And then how did you think Allie pitched today?
You know, I thought Allie got behind in some counts. I thought she had a couple innings there where she looked sharp. And then I thought, other than that, though, it was a little bit more of a battle. I do think that team is very good offensively. I think they can swing the bat really well. So, you know, obviously kind of looking ahead and seeing what they're going to do the rest of the way. But, you know, we got to execute some better pitches and spin the ball a little bit better. I think Allie was a little bit tight today. And, you know, when they don't score runs, there's that pressure on the pitcher to kind of, you know, keep them in it. And I think she got to a full count on their 3 batter. And unfortunately, she didn't want to walk her and put the ball down the middle of the plate. And, you know, I think I got to do a better job of switching things sooner. I obviously didn't have a great feeling. I didn't think Allie was as sharp as she could have been. So I think I showed it to Casey probably the inning before.
And then finally, 2 more games on Tuesday, another quick turnaround. How do you think the team's been handling playing all these games the past couple of weeks?
You know, actually, the more they play, the better they are. I think they actually would prefer more games. I think it's the 3 or 4 days off in between where it's just practice that there's a little bit of a lull. So they're gamers. I mean, that's what they do this for. So, you know, they want their full season. They want games during the week. And, you know, we just hope we can stay sharp. Harvard's a really good team. So I think it'll be a really good test for us and, you know, hopefully get us to a better spot going into the weekend.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.